Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving a moment,
dress
like a million bucks,
bucks. Got
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I was, had my head down, and I was thinking of what I wanted to say this morning, but it's kind of be something I've lived for a long time. And, you know, for a long time, you know, I had a lot of faith in people. You know, it's strange too, because you know, my mother was a Sunday school teacher, so of course, I grew up around it, knowing scriptures and things like that. Not a lot of them, but you know, the ones I retained. But having her as a mother was a huge help in understanding about faith. But even with that, as I grew up, I began to put a lot of faith in people. And, you know, I figured, you know, just like everybody else, you know, man, if I could just meet this person, or if I could just sit down with that person, or man, if I could just get this person to hear my idea, or man, if this person could hear my track, or man, if I could just get this in the hands of somebody in the know. I was like everybody else. I thought that way. You know, I actually thought that if I could get in a certain situation with a certain person, that if a certain person were to meet me, that, you know, it could change everything for me. Oh, man. Oh, how wrong I was. Oh, how wrong I was. How long did I spend feeling that way? And how many of you out there possibly have felt that way before? You know, like even in a relationship, this is the person for me. And, you know, you just lay claim to that. You know, not necessarily being a fact, but you just lay claim to it. This is the person for me. This is the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. You know, sometimes, you know, we just lay claim to stuff, and it's not always what's in our best interest, or it's not always a fact. It's just what we decided we wanted. And I was guilty of that just like anybody else. And I spent a lot of years in my life putting faith in people. Man, if I could tell you anything this morning, is to stop putting your faith in people and put your faith in God where it counts the most. I mean, you can get something out of this one. See, here's the deal about a relationship with God. It's the same all the time. He never changes. His word is 100% absolute. His word doesn't have loopholes in it. None of that. This is what it is. He's very clear. Now, you can deviate off your end of the bargain, but it don't stop what he says from being true. But if he asked you to do something, if God asked you to be a certain way, to do a little something a certain way, and you don't do it that way, then, you know, you could still possibly get by for a while. But don't you understand that his end of the deal stays the same? And as long as you're not doing it the way you're supposed to, the results are not going to be what you want it to be. And I did this for years and years and years, and I counted on people. And, you know, I got myself in a lot of situations, and I got out one, a dire situation that I'd been in for a number of years, but he had protected me from years prior to that. I didn't even know what was going on. And then he made it aware, made me aware of the problem. And then, man, Lord have mercy, I was in a dismal situation. And then at the end of the year, I was free from it all. But it was a decision that I had made that led up to that. And in going through that process, I had to learn something, man. I learned a lot about people. See, if you want to learn about your friends, if you want to learn about your people around you, get yourself in some trouble. Get yourself in a situation. Oh, man, you start looking around, man, the field get real clear when you're in trouble. The field clears out when you're in doubt, when you don't know what to do, when you need help. It get real clear on the playing field then, don't it? Oh, but when things is going right, it's time for a party. We throwing a celebration. We gonna do one down here. Oh, man, there's plenty of people on the field. But get yourself in a situation. You find out rather quickly that, oh, no, everybody ain't here. And that's when I started learning. And I'm telling you, I had to start learning this for real until I finally got it, to stop putting my faith in people and put all of mine in God where it counts the most. Now, is that to say that there are people that you can't trust? No, that's not what I'm saying. I ain't say you can't trust them, but you can't dump your faith in them. I got it all riding on what he say. I got it all riding on what she say. No. I hear you saying it. But I'm going to keep my eye on this situation because I hear you saying it. But I'm going to take this faith of mine, and instead of putting it in people, I'm going to put it in God where it counts the most. Because his word is absolute. What he say he going to do, he going to do. What he say he's not going to tolerate, he's not going to tolerate. Now, you can make it tolerable for yourself, but he's not going to tolerate it. And that's just the end of the line. And so, you know, I'm wondering how many people out there find themselves in a situation like me, or maybe you've gotten yourself in a situation because you put your faith in some people and now you wound up in a different type of situation. Now, let me ask you, where them people at? See, every person that I had put my faith in, when I got in trouble, when I got down, I couldn't find them people. Nowhere. I didn't see a lifeline. I didn't see a, hey, man, we coming to get you. I didn't see none of that. No, sir. The only one that I found when I was in my deepest trouble, when me and my wife were in our darkest situation, was God. It was the only one who was just right there. Right there all the way through. I mean, comforting us, consoling us, putting his arms around us, tucking us under his wings, all of that. It was just him. It was just him. And I'm asking any of you to just do the same. If you look around at the people that you put your faith in and you got in a situation because you had some faith in some people, when you got in that situation, where were those people? Where were they? Nowhere to be found. I've yet to find those people when I get in trouble. And so I'm asking you, why would you put your faith there when instead you could put your faith in God where it counts the most? And he's always there. Now, let me explain something to you. Because you have this relationship with God, it does not mean now that it won't still be a situation. You understand? But what he will do is protect you during that period. He'll cover you during that period that it is a situation. He will give you the strength to overcome the situation when it turns into a situation. Then when he cracks it open for you and the sun is bright and shining, what he don't want you to do is when it gets sunny again to forget about him who was there when it was dark for you. See, I used to do that too, you know. I was, oh, man, I did it. I'm telling you right now I did it. But I'm telling you, man, when I learned a very serious lesson and I watched some people I thought were friends of mine just sort of casually remove themselves from the situation, then I said, okay. Me and Marjorie looked around. We said, okay, it's just me, you, and God. And we started conducting ourselves accordingly. So when it's sunny for us, we remember God. We stay prayerful. We keep talking to him. We thank him for the sunshine. We thank him for the dark days that he allowed us to, who allowed us to survive it and turn it into sunny days. And we talk to him constantly to protect us of our future enemies. And that's what the deal is. So if I was everybody, I would stop putting your faith in people and put your trust in God, where it really does count the most. It really, really does.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Woo! Baby, it is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, boy. It's your boy, Jandon Brown, and we're holding it down while Steve's on vacation. This show right here, dedicated to all the men and women, the great ones, the baristas out there. The one who make the latte frate with the mopa copa lapa chapa rappuccino with the frappuccino rapparino papacono frappuccino rappuccino copa harpuccino.
Can't say it, don't buy it.
I have a rappuccino ropacho for me, chappuccino ropacho.
With an extra shot of latte
rappuccino coco moco coco. The person who didn't have that latte this morning, she's coming in, Shelly Strawberry on the way. But who had they lappuccino, cappuccino, frappuccino, rocacho? It's Colin Farrell, baby.
Good morning, J. Anthony Brown. What's up, crew? And yes, I will take a venti, caramel macchiato, skim milk, no water. Thank you.
If you can't say it, don't try to buy it. Also, who had his frappuccino cocoa with a latte with a cappuccino espresso is Junior Boy.
Yeah, more than everybody, just give me some coffee because I can't say none of that.
Okay.
Just the Americano. Americano coffee.
And the man who gets his rubber channel with steamed cream, baby, every morning. It's Tommy King Pranks, baby. What's
that's
up?
That's that steam cream with that latte, hotte, bate, bring it up with a mocha latte, with a honey dip booty tips on all that, with a swirl of cream on the top of it. Let me have that, baby. Okay, and when you want it large, what's large mean, Carla?
A venti, ain't it?
Venti, right?
Yeah.
If you want it extra large, it's grande.
Okay, grande. I'm a grande, yes. Then. That's what I want.
No, they can't read none of that. They can't read none of that.
It's a whole nother language, man.
People get mad at you, Jay, right?
Man. When, you know, they're behind you and you don't know what you want.
You don't know what you want.
That's a fight.
Let me have a ride.
I just give me a tea. I'm just giving you a tea.
That's what I do.
You can't go wrong with a tea.
Green tea, Zen. Let me have that. Mm-hmm. I can't go wrong with my green tea.
Man, they go through it. They hear it every day, every day. Mm-hmm. Bless their hearts, man. I mean.
But it's delicious.
It is, man. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not only is it delicious, it's expensive as hell, too, man. Yeah.
And if y'all don't start taking y'all change and putting it in that tip jar, you see it sitting right there.
No, not after how much that coffee costs.
You see it.
No, I need some more for tomorrow.
It's for the barista.
You got nerve to want a tip?
Well, they work hard. You're right, Junior.
They be back there working the machine.
They got a good little breakfast back there, too.
They got parfait.
They got parfait.
Protein boxes and stuff.
Everything, man. You gotta take out a bank loan for coffee nowadays, boy.
I got a feeling we're gonna be real stupid this morning.
I got that feeling.
Ignorant all day long, baby. Yeah.
All right, well, bring it on, because the president is about to go on vacation, and he wants Robert Mueller to stop the Russia investigation. And Tommy, you're gonna be here with stronger women in the movies inside of Something Funny at 32 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, well, coming up in about an hour, we are going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Yes.
About an hour, baby. We'll find out. We'll find out.
We'll find out. We're going to see who on deck today.
Yeah. You could win a chance at Steve's grand prize of $1 million.
The boy's on a crescent. He is on a crescent, man.
Yeah, he's been doing good, huh, Jay?
Yeah, he's doing
crushing, man. We'll see.
He is on a crescent.
Yeah, yeah. Well, go to SteveHarveyFM.com if you want to register to play and put a stop to this madness.
Yeah. Somebody, please.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so quickly.
Performance enhancing drugs. He's on it.
He on something.
Oh, he's on steroids.
He got to
keep winning.
Yeah.
He keeps winning.
Boy, it was stupid yesterday.
Oh, he was dangerous yesterday, man.
Yeah, so go to SteveHarveyFM.com if you want to register to play and take on the nephew. Now, quickly, here is your early morning headlines. President Trump is about to go on vacay. But first, you know, he sent out a tweet calling on Attorney General Jeff Sessions to stop the Russia investigation.
You keep Trump ain't going to do it, baby.
Baby.
Where's Trump going? Is he going to Russia for a vacation?
He's playing
Russian roulette. That's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing, nephew.
That's what he's doing.
That's what he's
doing. Can his vacation be permanent?
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Man. Just don't come back.
It don't matter where he go, you know what's on his mind. It's that investigation, boy.
Seriously. The Manafort trial, he's watching all of that closely. Ooh. Now, yesterday, Trump tweeted that the ongoing investigation of Russians interference in the 2016 presidential election is a terrible situation. He again called it a rigged witch hunt that continues to strain the country. So you know your boy is worried because he's about to go on vacation. The president is worried. So yesterday was Woman Crush Wednesday. And so, Tommy, what you got? You saluting the women? What's happening this morning?
I'm always with the women. I love the women. But you know what?
You love the ladies.
Yes. I love the ladies, the women, the
we got it.
Yeah. Girl, when I think about it.
Oh, you got a woo side.
But you know what? Uh-huh. There's a strong woman almost in every situation, just like in cartoons.
Uh-huh.
You know, in cartoons, it's always a strong woman behind every situation. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like Goldilocks.
Uh-huh.
Strong woman.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You see what I'm saying?
How so?
Because you know, it's like when you read the story, Goldilocks was asleep, right?
Uh-huh.
She was asleep. But you know why she was asleep?
Why?
So she's cleaning up behind nasty-ass baths. This is a strong woman right here.
Shout out to Goldilocks.
People fail to see that. They don't get that.
All right.
You take Snow White.
Uh-huh.
What she had? She had the seven dwarves. They were lazy all the time. All of them had problems. You know what I'm saying? She got to keep them together. After a positive talk with Snow White, what you got? They went to work whistling. Huh?
Yeah.
That's a strong
woman. She's a boss.
Woman.
Yeah. She's a boss.
Yes.
I like this, nephew. I like it.
It's a strong woman. You remember Aladdin?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You remember Aladdin?
Yeah.
Aladdin had serious problem, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
But who was that woman? Jasmine.
This
boy
you,
Aladdin,
nephew.
this boy was a thief, but when he hooked up with Jasmine, stop stealing, stop lying, stop hanging out with the genie. What'd he do? Open him up his own business, flying carpet business. Right there.
Right there.
Strong woman changes life.
Strong woman can change your life like that.
They do it every time.
Do it every time.
Do it all the time. Look at
okay, so wait, nephew. Wait a minute. So what are you doing now? What's this segment called?
I don't already know. This is strong women in cartoons. It's a strong woman everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You take Beauty and the Beast, all right?
Yeah. Oh, I love
Beauty and
movie.
The Beast. A very unattractive man. Nice dresser. Does this sound like anybody y'all know?
Jazzy Brown. sound like Jazzy Brown to me. Go ahead.
Let me go back to it again, Junior. Unattractive man.
Uh-huh.
Nice dresser.
Jay.
Live in a castle. Dancing with furniture all the time. That's who he is, right? But when he ran into Belle, when Belle showed up,
Yes.
Change his whole
now,
life.
Now, that ain't me, now. All right,
this
who
ain't
that?
Nobody but Steve Harvey. That's all
oh, oh, you, Jay.
Let's go back. Unattractive man.
Okay.
Nice.
You're wrong for this.
Live in a castle. Dancing around the castle all the time. Ran up into a beautiful woman, and what happened?
Changed
his whole life. That ain't you nobody but this. Steve Harvey. That's what happened when he ran into Aunt Marjorie, right?
She's Belle.
Yeah,
she's
that's Belle. Well,
okay.
All right, check this out.
Uh-huh. Stronger women
Pocahontas.
In
the movies.
Pocahontas.
Yeah.
Pocahontas. Yes.
Gorgeous Pocahontas. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Ran into Captain Smith. Mm-hmm. Ooh, what mm-hmm. Captain Smith do? Talking trash to the native Indians all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
About to get his head cut clean off. Y'all remember this?
Okay. Yeah, uh-huh. I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
What,
yeah.
And what she do? Hmm. Saved his neck. Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
That's Pocahontas.
You got another one, man? You got another one? You got another one?
Come on.
Come uh-huh. on. Let's go with the baddest one out there. Black uh-huh. Panther, baby.
Come on.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
This easy. This full of positive women.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Bald-headed warriors. Got a powerful auntie. Let me tell you something. When Angela Bassett is your auntie, huh, it don't get no more powerful than that.
Uh-huh.
And then the sister. What's his sister's name? Shaw.
Shaw. Yeah.
She make planes. Uh-huh. Building bombs.
She's smart. She's uh-huh. smart.
All right, yeah. When he was in the city, he didn't even have no car. She made sure he had one right there. That's positive women. You ain't got to rent no car or nothing. Credit yeah. ain't bad. You ain't got to do none of that. That's positive women uh-huh. in the cartoon. I rest my case. I rest my
okay.
case.
I like it, nephew. Huh? Right on Women Crush Wednesday. I like it. All right, coming up, nephew is here. You still here. You going to run that prank back. Yeah, right after
Wilma
this.
Wilma from the Flintstone.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, inside entertainment news, Kim Kardashian, you guys, and Tyson Beckford are beefing. They're beefing. I don't understand what that's about. And Naomi Who? Campbell.
Mm-hmm. Tyson Beckford.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian. Yeah, they're having some kind of little Twitter beef. And Naomi Campbell, she is shutting down pregnant rumors. There were some rumors out there that she was pregnant, so she's shutting all that down. So we'll talk about it at the top of the hour.
Leave them Kardashians alone.
Yeah, okay. No, that's
okay. Mm-hmm. You talking to Tyson?
They ain't the one. They ain't the one.
You seen a black man last? You better leave him alone.
That ain't the take you it down, boy.
All right, nephew, you here? Run that prank back. What you got?
The ring. Everybody with me, say it. The ring.
The ring.
The ring.
We got to say it like you do.
Yeah, the ring. Say it, Carla. You're not saying it. The ring.
The ring.
There it is. Run that.
That was stupid.
Shut up.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Denise, please.
Yes, this is she.
Hi, Denise. My name is Gavin. I'm actually the head jeweler here at Diamonds.
No, how you doing?
I'm good. You brought your ring in, what was it, last week? I actually wasn't here, but you gave it to one of my salespersons.
Yes.
And you wanted to get it resized as well as get it appraised, correct?
Yes. And you don't have to tell him I did that. I want to do the appraisal on my own.
Okay. Wow. Okay, listen. I actually did resize the ring. And, okay. And first of all, let me be the first to say congratulations. When is your wedding?
Thank you. I'm getting married in September.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Listen, I don't know how to tell you this. Now, as far as the appraisal is concerned, I've looked at your ring over and over, and this ring is probably worth maybe $50.
Excuse me?
I've been in this business for over 20 years.
But you know what? I'm confused on what you just said.
And I understand that. What I'm trying to explain to you is that I've been in this business for over 20 years. I've seen so many different pieces of jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that you buy late night on an infomercial mm-hmm. for $19.99. This is a cubic zirconian stone, and the gold is not real at all. It's like gold plated.
Wait. You lost me. As much money as my man make and as much money as my father is putting down on his wedding or has put down? And you gonna
Ma'am, I understand everything you're saying, but Denise, honestly,
No. What I need you to do is hold on.
Wait.
No. I need you to hold on because we need to call Victor.
Wait, man.
No.
First of all, I can't. Wait.
No, sir.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Can you slow down for a second?
Because I need you to hold on because we're gonna get you on the phone, okay?
Wait. What are you? What are you trying to do?
Sir, I need you to repeat to what you just said to me. Okay,
ma'am,
that's all I need you to do.
In the middle of personal stuff, ma'am.
You in it? It's personal now, so I need you to hold on, okay?
Oh, she calling her man. Okay, thank.
Hello,
Victor.
Hey,
I need
up,
you to
man?
Listen to this jeweler that's on the phone. I want you to hear this that he just told me.
Wait, hold on. What's the problem?
What you mean, what's the problem? He going to tell you what the problem is. Go on, head on, sir. Go on, head on.
Who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, who's this?
All right, my name is Gavin. I'm from Diamonds, and actually your wife, your fiance, rather, she brought her ring in to actually be resized.
Yeah.
And we also did an appraisal on the ring for her, and actually the ring is estimated to be only in the worth of around
$50.
$50?
$50. That's what the man said, Victor. $50.
Hold on, Denise. Well, sir, obviously there's some sort of mistake, sir.
Now, what you got to say about that, Victor?
Hold on.
$50.
That's got to be some kind of mistake. So what'd you say your name was, sir?
My name is Gavin. I work here at Diamonds. I'm the head jeweler here. I've been here for 20 years. And,
yeah, well, there's no way that mm-hmm. ring is worth $50. I know what I paid for it,
mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
obviously there's some sort of mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, there's not a mistake. I've been dealing with jewelry. I've seen it. I can pretty much look at a ring, but I actually went into detail on this one, as I do all of them. And, sir, I promise you, this is probably maybe between $40 and $50 for its worth is concerned.
No, mm-hmm. absolutely
mm-hmm.
not. That's
mm-hmm.
that's impossible. I mean,
how is that impossible? He's the jeweler. You heard him say he's been doing it for 20 years.
Does,
so how is that impossible? I don't understand that.
Like,
all the money that my daddy putting down on this wedding, and you're going to pay $50
for a ring? You bought a cheap ring, sir.
No. I did not buy a cheap ring.
Victor!
This is obviously some kind of mistake. You didn't got it.
Oh, you sure got that right. You sure got that right. So what you got to say for yourself? $50?
Denise, you cannot believe that that's right. This is obviously some kind of mistake, sir.
It is a mistake. A mistake in me thinking I'm going to get married to the man of my dream.
I do have the engagement ring that was purchased and bought for your wife.
No,
mm-hmm.
I don't think you do. I don't think you have my ring, because if you had my ring, you wouldn't be telling me that it's worth $50.
Sir, I have the ring that your wife, that your fiance brought in.
Fiance? Well, I ain't his wife yet.
Hold on. The man's trying to explain. I'm trying to get to the bottom.
Okay,
Thank you. So you have, I don't think you have the right ring.
Sir, I have the right ring, and what I'm letting you know, sir, is that this is something you buy on an infomercial in 2
man,
o'clock in the morning.
Hold on, man, hold on. Dude, you don't.
Infomercial.
How you gonna come at me like that? I ain't buying no damn ring on infomercial. I bought the ring from a reputable establishment. I have the receipt. Hmm. I have the certificate, so obviously the mistake is on your end. Where
sir,
you going?
The mistake is not here. Sir, you bought a piece of junk.
He's been doing it all these years. How the hell he going to make a mistake?
Where the f*** you come off telling me I bought a piece of junk? I know what I bought. If there's any mistake that's been made, it's on your end. Where?
Sir, it's not on my end. Here,
hold on, man.
You one thing, Victor. My dad is paying too much money for this wedding. So you doggone pay $50 for a doggone ring. You wait till I tell him this.
Chill. Hold on. First of all, I don't appreciate
sir,
you.
Sir, I want to tell you this. This is a typical case of you trying to pawn it off on us because
you
bought a piece of junk for $50.
Victor, all the money that you doggone make, and I get $50 worth of a ring?
Denise, hold on. Let me talk to you.
Mm.
Where are you calling
yeah,
from,
get
sir?
To talking. Get to
Diamonds.
Talking.
Mm-hmm. Diamonds. I ain't never heard of that. Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Sir, your wife knows exactly where it is. She's the one that brought the ring in.
I tell you what. I'm going to come down there to see the ring that you're talking about. If it's not the ring that I gave my girl, I'm going to take $7,600 out of your because that's
wait,
what
wait,
I
wait,
paid
wait,
for
wait,
the
Victor,
ring.
So now you want to jump on me because you bought your wife a piece of
come on
and
now.
You want to put it on me.
You don't tell me what the I know what the I spent on a ring, and you I don't know what kind of you trying to pull. First of all, I don't appreciate you coming to my household trying to mess my and you want to come at me with this?
I know the ring better be real. Know that.
If I were you, Miss Denise, I would not marry somebody that's going to be.
I'm coming. I'm looking for your punk.
And you know what? You don't get the ring, it ain't right. Me and you going to go at it.
Can I say one more thing to both of you all?
I tell you what, if it ain't some that I want to hear, me and you going to have some more problems.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all just got pranked by Denise's sister.
That's why she ain't got no man today. Wow.
That's uncool, man.
Wow.
That's uncool, Tommy. You about to start some
Wow. Vic, I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I will make
man.
It up
you know,
to you, baby.
You know,
I am sorry.
You don't play with a black woman's ring?
I got to ask y'all something. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Wow. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Wow.
Come on.
You play too much, Tommy.
Victor.
Yeah, Victor.
What about that, Victor?
What about that, Victor?
Yeah.
It can happen.
Breaking couples up and stuff.
It can
play too
much. It can really happen in Birmingham.
It's going to happen.
You think so?
Birmingham, Alabama, the nephew on the way, baby. We one day away tomorrow night. Two shows. Two shows Saturday, one show Sunday. Mm-hmm. The nephew coming back to the ham. And if y'all can hit me up on SteveHarveyFM.com and let me know, what is the baddest barbecue in the city? All right?
Ooh.
That's what I need. I need the baddest barbecue in the city because I'm looking for it. Yeah, I'm on a diet, but we cheating this weekend.
Hello. All right, thank you, nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, coming up at the top of the hour, entertainment news, Kim Kardashian, Tyson Beckford, they're beefing. We'll talk about it.
Watch yourself, boy.
At the top of the hour.
All right, now. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, we are going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy.
That boy right here is on a crescent. I don't care what nobody say, man. He's
Jay,
on a crescent.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's doing a damn thing.
He is on performance enhancing drugs. I'm telling this boy stupid yesterday.
So we need to do drug testing, Jay.
We got to do drug testing.
Carla, what's that stuff you get at the health store for your brain? What's it called?
Ginkgo.
Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. If you was really that smart, you'd know what it was.
That's why I say he don't push it, nephew.
Don't push it. Here's the deal. You can't play unless you register. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com. You could win a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1
million
a year. You can get paid up in here. Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? About 20 minutes, it all goes down. All right, switching gears, it's time for entertainment news. For some reason, Kim Kardashian West and Tyson Beckford are beefing. Now, it seems like Tyson Beckford, he started all of this. She posted a snap of herself walking into her Jimmy Kimmel appearance, you know, this week. And then Tyson, he cracked, "Sorry, I don't care for it personally. She is not real. Doctors jacked her right hip up and
who right
just
hip?
Going in. Just going in on her.
Who right hip?
Yeah.
Kim's. This is what Tyson said about Kim.
Nothing wrong with Kim, right or left hip. Nothing wrong with it.
It's the best messed up right hip I've seen.
Give a damn if it's doctored. What is it? What's wrong with him, man?
I don't know. I don't know why he went in like that. So Kim's reply was, listen to this. Sis, we all know why you don't care for it. Now, a number of people, you know, Kim is getting some flack for that because they saw her response as homophobic. And others pointed out that he body shamed her first. So, you know, they was kind of like going back and forth. Then he went back on the gram, posted a video of himself in an Insta story as Manny the Trainer. That this is from a character from an upcoming movie called Singleholic with the caption, "No surgery, just gym it, ladies." So I don't know. That's not nice.
Why are you going in with a lady, though? Why?
Exactly. Why?
Come on,
exactly.
Man.
Come on, Tyson. Pull up.
Come on, brother.
Ain't no man you can go up against.
Let it go.
Yes, Tyson, man.
Come on, Tyson. You better than that,
partner. Oh, man, you better than
that. Twitter beef and stuff like that. Men don't Twitter beef.
Go at Mike Tyson. Go at him.
Go at another Tyson.
Okay.
And quickly, entertainment news. Let me keep it going. A British rapper, Skepta, he posted this sonogram snap on the gram, which left fans wondering if his bae, Naomi Campbell, if she was pregnant. Well, the supermodel, she shut those rumors down yesterday. She posted this bikini photo on the gram. That girl is beautiful. Anyway, she said, "Happy 1st of August, my love." So clearly she wasn't pregnant on the picture. So she didn't directly deny the rumors, but she looks good. Naomi looks good. So, So you can check that picture out. Go to all social media at Steve Harvey FM to get caught up on all of these stories in entertainment news. Come on, Jay. Let's find out what's the latest. What's going on with President Trump before he goes on vacation? Please introduce Miss Ann Jay.
News, everybody, with Miss Ann Tripp.
Good morning, everybody. And here we go. This is Ann Tripp with the news. Okay, the White House is defending President Trump's latest tweets. He's tweeting again. He's attacking Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe into the alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election again. Trump tweets that Attorney General Jeff Sessions should, quote, stop this, quote, rigged witch hunt right now. Of course, Jeff Sessions recused himself from this whole matter, so he can't really step back in anyway. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is defending Trump's attitude.
The president is not obstructing. He's fighting back. The president is stating his opinion. He's stating it clearly, and he's certainly expressing the frustration that he has with the level of corruption that we've seen from people like Jim Comey, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe. There's a reason that the president's angry, and frankly, most of America is angry as well, and there's no reason he shouldn't be able to voice that opinion.
Some on the Hill have said that that's obstruction of justice, what the president is doing. That's what she's responding to. The president's spokeswoman also found herself defending another presidential tweet, this one involving voting and groceries. Trump, the night before a GOP rally in Florida early this week, he renewed a call that he's been making for the use of picture IDs by people who want to vote. But he added, you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need an ID. Well, that statement prompted one reporter to open yesterday's line of news conference questioning with this. When was the last time the president went to a grocery store? Sarah Huckabee Sanders says the president was really referring to people buying alcohol, like beer and wine. Former President Obama is in the news. He's come out and endorsed 81 candidates for federal and state offices in advance of this year's midterm elections. All of Mr. Obama's endorsements coming in states that have already held their primary, so he's not delving into any intra-party fights. But the former president says he'll also continue his work with the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which is led by former Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder. Meanwhile, Mr. Obama has also thrown his weight behind Stacey Abrams in Georgia, who could become the first black woman ever elected governor of the Peach State if she wins. Wells Fargo Bank has to pay $2.1 billion in penalties to the Justice Department. It's all related to the bad loans the bank made back before the bottom fell out of the housing market. The Justice Department says Wells Fargo sold off mortgages to investors when the company knew that the information about the customer's ability to repay them was untrue. Wells Fargo was recently fined $1 billion in another issue, this one for misdeeds related to both mortgages and auto loans. And as part of that penalty, the bank admitted to repossessing customers' cars for no good reason at all. A federal appeals court has ruled that the Trump administration's threat to withhold funds from so-called sanctuary cities, those are municipalities that limit their cooperation with immigration authorities, the federal appeals court ruling that withholding funds in that matter is unconstitutional. Finally, today is National Dinosaurs Day. Really? Wow, dinosaurs had their own day. Well, we'll be back with more entertainment. And coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Today on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy, let's meet our contestant, please.
Let's get to it. Good morning. Who is this?
Siobhan.
Yes. Where are you calling from, Siobhan?
Bishville, South Carolina.
Okay. Hey, what do you do for a living, Siobhan?
I work in the mortgage division for Wells Fargo.
Oh, yeah, she's smart. She's smart. Mm. That's it.
Ooh. Okay, you think you're smarter than me?
I know I'm smarter than you.
Don't let the small town fool you, damn it. That's right.
Well, we going to see about that.
Here's how it works, baby. Shirley's going to ask both of us trivial questions. Whoever answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds will win. You got it?
Yes, sir.
All right, girl.
All right, Tommy, please step out of the studio so you cannot hear the questions.
Bye, stupid.
Bye.
Bye.
Shut up, Junior.
Even Siobhan said bye.
Yeah, just say bye, stupid, Siobhan. Just tell him.
Bye. Bye.
All right, Siobhan, are you ready, girl?
I am.
Okay, the clock will start after I read the first question. Kat, please give me 60 seconds on the clock. Who was the first female to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh, we're asking a question like that. Tina Turner.
The Canadian flag features a leaf from what type of tree?
I don't know.
Which NBA player was known as the Pearl?
The Pearl? Wilt Chamberlain?
In what city is Madison Square Garden located?
New York.
Who was the lead actor in the Terminator movies?
Schwarzenegger.
Who was the late great Evel Knievel famous for? What was the late great Evel Knievel famous for?
Was it racing cars?
What is the only U.S. state that begins with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
We gave it to
you. We got to give
it to you, girl. Don't worry about it.
I messed that up. Yeah.
Don't worry. He ain't in here.
We gave it to you, Shamar.
You did good.
Hold your head
up. How did y'all get right?
We're going to tell you in a minute.
We're going to tell you in a minute. We got to count it up and get it together. So how you feel? How you feeling?
Nervous. Oh, my goodness.
Don't worry about it, girl.
Yeah, sometimes the nerves can play a factor for sure, Siobhan. The game is, are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
Everybody in Bishopville is proud. Don't worry about it.
All right, Siobhan. Hang on, because when we come back, we're going to find out who is smarter than the nephew. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? That's the name of the game. We'll bring Tommy back in here right after this. But right now, Siobhan, you're smart, girl. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
Come on, Siobhan.
All right. Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we are in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? Tommy is back in the studio, and contestant, Tommy, Siobhan, you heard from her earlier. She's
hey,
smart.
Hey, Siobhan. How she do?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we got
she
a tally.
Great.
Yeah, we'll let you know when we tally.
All right.
I love it,
Jimmy. What am I thinking?
What is all that?
You know, that yesterday and lost. So.
I know. You know, the clock will start after I ask you the first question. All right. Here we go. Who was the first female to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Aretha.
The Canadian flag features a leaf from which type of tree?
Oh, God. Pass.
Which NBA player was known as the Pearl?
Earl the Pearl Monroe.
In what city is Madison Square Garden located?
New York.
Who was the lead actor in the Terminator movies?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
What was the late great Evel Knievel famous for?
Motorcycle.
What is the only U.S. state that begins with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Which state is known as the Cornhusker State?
Nebraska.
Seismology is a study of what?
I wish I knew.
What is the most common blood type in humans?
A.
The Barbie doll is a popular toy doll. What is Barbie's boyfriend's name?
Ken.
The FBI is a U.S. agency. What do the letters FBI stand for?
Federal.
Time's up.
Don't worry about it. You don't get it.
Yeah. Keep all that.
Hell with y'all. Hell with y'all.
That's real though, nephew. You did pretty good.
Yeah.
Let me hear that doggone.
All right, we got a
Siobhan,
tally.
Siobhan, you still there, Siobhan?
I am.
All right, let's see how you
do. All right, we're going to tally, and while we tally, we're going to read these questions and answers.
Folks, don't tally.
You say that every day, and we tally every day, Jay.
We're tallying, Shirley.
Here we go. Who was the first female to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That would be Aretha Franklin.
Oh, I just guessed on that right there.
The Canadian flag features a leaf from what type of tree? Maple tree. Which NBA player was known as the Pearl? Earl the Pearl Monroe. In what city is Madison Square Garden located? New York. Who was the lead actor in the Terminator movies? Arnold Schwarzenegger. What was the late great Evel Knievel famous for? Motorcycle stunt. What is the only U.S. state that begins with the letter P? Pennsylvania. Which state is known as the Cornhusker State? Nebraska. Seismology is the study of what? Earthquakes. What is the most common blood type in humans? Type O positive. The Barbie doll is a popular toy doll. What is Barbie's boyfriend's name? Ken. All right. Okay, tally, 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 tally. Siobhan, you have one.
Come on, Sherry.
Three.
Count it out.
Three, Siobhan. You got three right. Tommy, you got eight right. Tommy's the winner.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Get a nephew some. Get a nephew some.
You won, nephew. You won.
What's happening? I don't know.
I'm a genius. I might not know my blood type, but I'm a genius.
Performance enhancement drugs. I keep telling y'all. He wasn't this smart yesterday.
That's all right. Siobhan?
She was so nervous, yes. Tommy.
Baby, I know, baby. I got you a $25 cash gift card just for playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, all right?
Thank you.
And Bishop Bill is still proud of you.
And
don't
be going through everybody's car, because I'm over there at Wells Fargo.
Yeah, they're still proud. They're going to have a parade and everything. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine.
And tell everybody at Wells Fargo we said hello, all right?
I sure will. Thank y'all.
Thank you, darling. So if you think you're smarter than me, Nephew Tommy, you want a chance to win my Uncle Steve's grand prize of $1 million, go to steveharveyfm.com to register. I will play another loyal listener tomorrow. Ah, the champ is here! The champ is still here!
Never.
All right.
Horrible.
Prank phone call coming up next from the champ. We got to give it to him from the champ.
Just because I don't know nothing about earthquakes don't mean I don't know stuff.
We'll
be
back.
You don't know your blood type either.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, you did your thing. You did your thing. Siobhan, you beat Siobhan. Man. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy?
The champ is here.
I can't believe this.
Junior Jay.
I cannot believe this.
The champ is here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, Shirley had to go. She had to run out, so we'll hold it down for her all morning long. She had to go.
She's been in and out of here all morning.
Winning takes all the jokes,
yeah, but
man,
she got to go. She got to go. She got to handle some things. So, wait a minute, though, nephew. What? I hate to give this credit to you.
Come on and give it to
me. I don't want to.
What? What Beyonce say? Get a drum or something. Huh?
Beyonce didn't say that.
With Jay-Z, one of them. Get a drum or something. Get a nephew some. Now, come on, baby.
Man.
Man.
You on performance enhancement drugs. I keep saying this. Wins,
I'm on man. That good cobra.
Now, if you heard Siobhan last break, Jay, if you're listening, if you think you're smarter than nephew Tommy, we got to tell all the smart people, come on, register. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com. What, Tommy? Come on,
Cletus, come on. I'm right here. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, let's get to the prank. What you got, smarty pants?
Well, you know, if you got a good job, there's always some random drug testing. It happens.
We better test you.
Ooh. Run it, baby.
He ain't this smart.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Faye, please.
This is she.
Hello, this is Officer Rogers from the probation department.
Yes, sir.
Listen, now, you have been on probation for a little over a year now. Am I right, Faye?
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Now, you're supposed to be serving 2 years probation?
Two.
All right. Now, I'm giving you a call, actually. I'm bringing you a bit of bad news, and I hate to do this, but you came in, Faye, a couple weeks ago and did a drug test. Am I right?
Uh-huh, I sure did. I did.
All right. Now, Faye, I hate to bring you some bad news, but the actual drug test that you took has come back positive.
Oh, you're a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Now, you came in a couple weeks ago. You took a drug test. This drug test has actually come in positive. Now, what I want to say to you is this. You're going to have to actually...
No, sir. My test wasn't positive. You got the wrong person.
Hold on a second. I either need you to come in to me, or I don't want to save the embarrassment of having to send a car out to pick you up. Now,
I don't give a damn how much embarrassment you're talking about, sir. I gave you some and my was good.
Ma'am, right now
say
I got
what you
you have a positive drug test. You have you come up positive, ma'am. Now you're gonna
did
have to
use
actually.
Did they use mine?
We used the one that you brought us. Now
must have been the wrong one. Couldn't have been.
Ma'am,
I'm sorry, sir, but I wouldn't have gave you no bad urine. It just wasn't me.
Ma'am,
now,
I don't
want to
have
go
a.
Back to jail. I don't even know why you would call me with this nonsense. I got children. I'm trying to do right. I don't know why you would call me. I wouldn't have gave you no bad. That's not me. You said lie.
Ma'am,
you
actually have to come in and do another 3 months now.
Oh, sir. y'all can come pick me up. I can for you right now. I can in your hand if you want me to.
Ma'am, your urine has come back positive of drugs. Now, I don't know any other way to explain it to you. You've been actually evidently using drugs again.
Sir, I'm trying to tell you, I don't use no drugs. I've been clean for a year and some months now. You got the wrong. That's not my. Now,
how do you
keep telling you that?
How do you know it's not yours, ma'am? It's got your name on the lid, everything. You have come back positive.
Well, evidently, you put your name on it because that ain't my. My would have came back good. You can't call me and tell me I gave you some bad. Call me and tell me that. That's a negative, sir. That's a double negative.
It's not a double negative. It's a double positive. You've actually come back positive. Faye is written here on the actual cup.
Maybe you have more than one Faye.
No. No, we don't have more than one Faye. You're the only Faye. I've actually double-checked that myself. You need to either come in or we're going to have to come out and haul your behind in here.
Well, I need you to come right now because I got the right now. Come right now. Come on.
Are you trying to tell me that if I come and pick you up and take your urine now, your urine is going to come up negative? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that. You're a double positive with that. My urine is going to come up negative.
Ma'am. I don't want to come out, haul you in front of your family, but you're actually going to be coming in, and you're going to do 3 months. That's all I can tell you.
I don't have time for that, sir. You got the wrong Faye Allen, or you got the wrong. It's one of the two. Might be both. You got the wrong. You got the wrong Faye.
I'm letting you.
No positive. I ain't had no positive. I'm trying to tell you, I got kids. I ain't had no positive.
Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you one more time. You either want to come in or want me to come and get you. Which one?
Let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find out who the you have. Because that ain't my. Don't call me no more and tell me nothing about you got some that is not good. I gave you some good. How many times I got the for y'all? Y'all keep picking up people, falsely accusing folks. Y'all had me say some. I miss my children. Now I'm hot. I've been giving you good and you still want to with me. I'm tired. I ain't giving you no bad. Don't call me no more with no like that. And where is my probation officer? You say your name is what?
My name is Officer Rogers.
Sir, I don't know Officer Rogers. Like I said, you might be the reason why the came back positive. You might be the reason. I need to speak with Mr. Williams. That's my probation officer. Officer Williams, no, I have clean at all times. Mr. Rogers, you shouldn't be calling me.
I should be calling you because I'm going to have to come down and haul your behind in myself.
Well, you can bring your home. And when you come, you bring Mr. Williams with you. He'll let you know I don't have no positive. You can come to my job.
There's one more thing that I need to.
Bring your on. Come on right now. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
What is it, sir?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Allen.
I know one thing. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. You tell that whooping I was coming to give Mr. Rogers, she gonna get that whooping.
Say
well,
you
no,
all right?
No positive. Scared the hell out of me. Had me thinking I was doing drugs and didn't know about it. Somebody put something up my nose. I'm gonna need y'all not to play with people like that.
Okay. Say you all right?
Hell no, I'm nervous as hell.
It's your sister. She put me up to it, baby.
Well, when you ever see her, you see what she look like. I'm gonna beat the hell out of her.
I got one more question for you, baby. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yay, yay. Yep.
Loved her.
Come on. Give me some more. Give me some more.
I'm not giving you nothing.
You play too much.
Get on my nerves.
Somebody gonna hurt you one day.
She's on the straight and narrow now. That's what we got to give her a big round of applause. She's on the straight and narrow. Okay.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Birmingham.
Good job.
Ignorance continues this weekend. Mm-hmm. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, baby. The nephew coming to town. That's two Friday, two Saturday, two Sunday. Matter of fact, call Atlanta and ask them what they got a couple weeks ago. They got straight ignitrosity. I promise you that. I'm bringing it to you. I'm going to hit you dead in the face with straight stupidness. Yeah. Yeah, you finna get the nephew. You finna get all of me.
Birmingham.
I like it.
And once again, I need some Birmingham barbecue.
You said so they finna get all of you, Tommy.
All of me. All of me. I normally break this stupid
it's gonna
up.
It's going to be a short sample.
Wow.
Barbecue out of the ham. I need to know where it's at. SteveHarveyFM.com. Hit your boy up. Let me know where I can get the best barbecue in the city.
You got my tickets? You got my tickets?
I'm not giving you no tickets, Carla.
What?
Scott.
Yes, you are.
Oh, everywhere we go. If we do a show in Alaska, how the hell you got people up there, too? You always.
You better give me my tickets.
Better hook up.
Yeah, I need my tickets for my in-laws, okay?
Enough said.
Thank you.
I'm done with it.
All right. Okay. Coming up at the top of the hour, thank you, nephew. We got the strawberry letter. Water. Now, the subject is, I want to help karma come sooner.
Oh,
all right, you got it? We'll do that at the top of the hour. I'll handle it all for my girl, Shirley Strawberry. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tomorrow morning, the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central. We are giving away a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1
million. $1 million.
That's right, Jay. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Tommy did his thing today.
Yeah.
Man.
Come on, people.
Come on, baby.
It's free money.
Smart people.
This is free money.
Harvard, Yale, Princeton.
Oh, not. Oh, you're really going there, huh?
Come on. Cambridge.
Oh.
Call me. NYU. Call me.
Oxford. You're going
there
big
go.
With it.
Get on the line. Get on the line.
Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? You never know. Try to get this money. Let's get paid.
Money.
All right, it's time for today's strawberry letter. Shirley is out right now, and I will handle it. So if you need advice on relationship, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, submit your strawberry letter.
Did she eat something bad? Did she eat something bad?
Oh, no, she was here. Yes. Did she laugh? Oh, no.
Bad batch of strawberries.
Telling all her business.
If
all right.
You can hear us while you in there, Shirley, we pulling for you.
Oh, you wrong. She's going to kill you. Come on, nephew.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
All right, the subject is, I want karma come sooner, to come sooner. All right, dear Steve and Shirley, my husband and I met 14 years ago. We both were young adults. When we met, through the years, we've had many ups and downs. Our biggest problem has been his cheating. I have forgiven him, but it's hard to forget what he's done. I stay with him because I love him, and he has been the best father to our children from day one. And about 3 years ago, one of his flings called me and gave me all the juicy details of their relationship.
God.
I was absolutely heartbroken. Yeah, she called her. She was wrong for that. How could he have done all of this stuff with another woman? We took our vows before God, our family, and our friends. I still have trust issues with this man. I keep my guard up. So recently I saw on Facebook that the woman called me. That woman that called her, remember I just said right. That she called her. Let me get that together. I saw on Facebook that the woman that called me, my husband fling, is getting married. She looks so happy and in love. Now, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking that she took my happiness away from me, and she knew my husband was married when she slept with him. I know she could hear the pain and the sadness in my voice when she told me about it. Now, I want to return the favor to her. I want her to feel the pain that I felt. I want revenge. So now I am out to get her husband. He is fine, too. I know you're going to tell me to let it go, but I feel strongly about this. I believe in karma, and I feel like I can help it come sooner for her. I know two wrongs don't make a right. What should I do? Should I just let karma happen naturally?
Wow.
Woo. Ooh, all right.
It's starting to stink up in here.
Yeah.
It's starting to
stink. All right, here's my response to this. I know you have forgiven him, but you haven't forgotten. And I understand. I get it. And I know you just don't want to hear this, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord.
You brought the Lord?
Yeah. Yeah. that means it's not your place to get revenge in this matter, and just let the Lord handle this. At least that's how I interpret this verse from the Bible. That's just the right response. Now, let's keep it real. I feel you, sister. It could be the sweetest revenge to do what she did to you in return, but you know it just doesn't work out that way. It's not going to go the way you planned. It could be dangerous. Folks are crazy these days. It could turn tragic, especially in today's world. I say hold your man responsible for his actions because it's really his fault. He needs to keep working and rebuilding your trust, his trust, all of that, the union, keeping your family together. And you need to get off Facebook. You need to get off Facebook following your ex-husband's ex-mistress. Let her go. Just move on. Just move on. Let it go. That is my answer. Okay? Oh. Jay, what you got?
You ain't got to do nothing to this woman. Nothing. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to get involved trying to get even, trying to pay her back, you know, trying to do the dirt to her that was mm-hmm. done to you. You ain't got to do nothing. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you why. Because she getting married, and hell is coming her way.
Here you go with your bitter bond.
Marriage going to do the trick.
You ain't got to. Once that rice is thrown in her face, trust me.
Yeah.
Believe me when I say this. Hell is coming her way.
You're wrong for this, Jay.
I know people who are married, but there's always come that one moment when you sit there and you look at your mate and you say to yourself, what the hell was I thinking? I don't care how much you love them. Them days come. They don't come every day, but some days you're stronger than others. Yeah. Some days you just look at her and go,
what have I got?
What the hell? Lord, what? Why didn't somebody tell me? I'm here to tell you, damn it. Don't worry about this lady. Her day is coming. It's going to hit her in the face like the flat part of a frying pan. Right up in the damn face.
You ain't got to do nothing to her.
Just go to sleep. Try to forget about what's done to you because she getting married. Yeah. That's all I got to say about that. Hell is coming her way. I'm out.
You're wrong for that, Jay.
Oh, you're so
bitter about marriage.
Yeah.
Junior, what you got before we get out of here and go to break?
I tell you what. This is what you can do. Now you gotta see with a man, but I just thought about attending the wedding. Go ahead, get in the middle of the wedding. You ain't gotta do nothing, but there's some statements you can make at the wedding. Just say these out loud. Gone, Jezebel. All right, Mary Magdalene. You know, one of my favorite shows is Cheetahs. You ever heard the song Kelly Price, Friend of Mine? Might want to listen to it.
Yeah, that was the jam, too.
Cheating in the next room, I know who is. Two people in here know what my husband's birthmark is.
Just
make some statements at the wedding. That's all you can do. It's going to figure it out by the time you finish.
All right, Junior, hold it. We got the nephew coming up. We got part two of the nephew response. And Junior, all of us, we'll be back at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Guess what, guys?
Well,
I think I'm going to make it.
You're back, boo. You're back in the building.
Oh, my God.
You're in or you're out. Make it. You're going to be here, you're going to leave.
What a morning.
Everything come out all right? You good?
That's so elementary, Tommy. That's so elementary. All right.
Strawberry set you right, huh?
Thank you, Carla.
You don't have to eat your last name. You don't have to. I'm telling you.
Either that or chili.
Not this early. Thank you, Carla, for holding it down. I appreciate that. I loved your answer, too, by the way. Thank you. Somebody with some sense on the show.
I have plenty of sense. Mine made a lot of sense.
The subject is, I want to help karma come sooner. Coming up at the top of the hour, speaking of you, Carla, your reality update. Right now, here's a recap of the strawberry letter. This young lady wrote in. She got married. She met her husband 14 years ago. They were both young adults. They met. They had many ups and downs. Their biggest problem has been his cheating. All right? She's forgiven him, but it's really, really, really hard to forget. And especially when she got a phone call from one of the women that he cheated with. And it just tore it down. It just broke her heart. So she recently saw on Facebook that the woman who called her is getting married herself. So she wants revenge. She says karma, but it's really revenge. She wants revenge on this woman, and she wants to do it with her husband. Mm-hmm. Basically, she says the woman's husband is fine, and this is all she can think about. All she can think about is getting her back in this way. She says she's also calling it a favor to her. She wants her to feel the pain that she, you know what women go through sometimes. Mm-hmm. We do want revenge. We do. Everybody does. But anyway, Carla said again, girl, let that go. Revenge is mine. Say it the Lord. Bitter man. Right. What do you think bitter man said? Don't do anything. Marriage is your revenge. Marriage is hell. Which, coming from Jay, is typical and a good response. Yeah. All right, Junior said, go to the wedding.
Yeah. But be petty.
Be petty, Betty.
Holla.
Be petty, Betty, at the wedding. That's what you have to do.
You ever seen the movie Best Man?
All right, but we haven't heard from the nephew. We got to give you yours, nephew. What you say?
Well, you know, I'm thinking, I'm like, if my uncle was here.
Yeah, he's on vacay.
If he was here, he'll be like, his first words would be, God!
Yes.
Okay, young lady, hear me when I'm talking to you. You need to get your life and go on with your life. Uh-huh. If you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the one to holler is the one you hit. You can't take your foot off your ladder and hit me. I never know what that means.
What?
That don't go right here.
Right. What? Come on.
But these are Steve Harvey answers. Your attitude determines your altitude.
Okay, hello. That might fit.
The best thing you can do for poor people is not be one.
Okay. Seriously, wait a minute. That is nothing.
Do the blow the candle out. Do that one.
You can't blow your candle, blow my candle out, and make yours brighter. Hello. See, you can ask Gene Calhoun about me.
Gene Calhoun.
I have never met Gene Calhoun.
You can ask Slick. And do Slick. Put Slick in there. You put Slick.
I'm Slick Harvey's baby boy.
Yes.
Put all
we
that in there.
Welch, West Virginia. Slick Harvey's baby boy. Holler number 9.
Talk about being homeless. Being homeless. Put that in there.
See, I slept in my car. Hello.
Tommy, I hate to tell you, this has nothing to do with the letter. I know.
But I'm tired and I need a vacation. What the hell are we talking about? Now, if you're asking nephew,
okay, we're asking the nephew right now because that had nothing to do with
it, anything. Doggone it, we need to get revenge up in here. You understand me? I am with you. Let's speed the karma up. But let me tell you something. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. We got to get this thing on video. You hear me? This really feels like a 4-camera shot because we want to get every angle of what's going on. When you get this man in this bedroom, we want every view. You understand me? Get it. Now, listen, you said this man is fine. Now, you're going to have to be fine, too, in order for this to work. Because he ain't been the step to you if you ain't got what it take. But if you got what it take, we can get this done before the wedding. All right? Listen, we're trying to get this video. So you're going to have to put your charm on, do what you got to do, and get this man in the room, get it on video. Now, when the wedding happened, they always say, it is anybody in here think that these two should not be happily married? Then you say, yes, and then hit the video and let everybody in the church see the tape right there.
Right there?
Right there, Carla. Let it out.
Not in the church, nephew.
Yeah. What? I love it.
What?
Maybe at the reception.
Be quiet, Jay.
No.
Encouraging him in this foolishness.
We cannot. If we get to the reception, we done already got married. We can't do that.
No.
She doesn't care if they're married. She just wants revenge. She doesn't care.
You got to stop it at the wedding. You got to roll that tape at the wedding, boy.
Roll it at the wedding.
Not at the church.
And then we're going to be sending her, look, we're going to
We're going to be sending her little text messages. Girl, I got something for you on your wedding day. Yes, got a nice present for you. Yes,
this going to be the best gift?
That's too much.
You got,
I mean, you know.
I would want revenge, so I'm sorry.
We all would want revenge. I think you're right. We all want revenge because of the way she made her feel. But, you know, you got to be the bigger person sometimes. You got to let it go. Sometimes. Yeah, I think this is one of those times.
Revenge is mine, say it, Tommy.
She forgave him.
I think my way was the best way. Don't worry about nothing. She getting married. Don't even worry about it.
No, we need revenge.
No, I disagree. I mean, revenge sounds good. It feels good and all of that.
We can't send one naked picture, Shirley. Just one.
She forgave the man. She's move on with your life.
Just one naked picture.
If God says he's going to take revenge, if vengeance is mine, like Carla said in her response, then that's what's going to happen. It's going to happen in his time, not your time.
Jesus didn't get married.
We're just speeding it up a little bit, okay? We're just speeding, and the Lord is busy.
God doesn't need any help, help.
That's
any
why
help.
Jesus didn't get married. I'm telling you.
We heard you.
There it is.
Wow. All right, listen, coming up at the top of the hour, Carla has the tea with Carla's reality update. But our girl Cheryl Underwood is up next, all right? In 10 minutes, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Carla has the tea with reality update. But right now, Jay, please introduce our girl. It's been a minute. Come on. It's been a minute. Jay.
My sister, Cheryl Underwood. What's up, girl?
Man, listen to me now. I'm on my way to the D.C. Improv. I got 6 shows, 2 Friday, 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday. The rarity that I will work on a Sunday because we on hiatus at the talk in August. So I got to go to D.C., the D.C. Improv. Then I'm going to go to Stand Up Live the next week in Huntsville, Alabama. Then I'm going to Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville the weekend after that. Then I'm going to be in Hoover, which is right outside of Birmingham at the Stardome. And I'm getting ready for Steve Harvey's Sand and Soul Festival in Punta Cana. Is that how you say it?
Punta Cana.
Punta Cana. Man, I'd be to end up in the wrong country. In the Dominican Republic. Got my braids put in. Young sister put my braids in. So I ain't got to worry about my hair going back. I just need to lose a little weight. I'm busting up in the 200s. You know, I'm almost as big as Paul Manafort putting on the ostrich jacket. Now, how big was the damn ostrich? Did you see him? What? You killed the ostrich, scooped out the inside, and then put your arm in the ostrich. He threw me in.
$15,000, Cheryl.
$15,000. Man, listen, I could have went right over to Cottage Grove. They got a dude that used to make the boots for Rufus Thomas and Pop Staples.
Pop Staples.
Shirley Strawberry. How far back did I go? Did I say Cottage Grove? Suede boots, leather boots, Rufus Thomas, Pop Staples.
Pop Staples made the boots.
Pop Staples Junior. Oh, Junior. Hey, I'm going around to the HBCUs doing homecomings. I need you, Jay, Tommy. We just going to go in these homecomings for HBCUs. I got an idea. We'll talk about that next week. I'm going to mash you off. I got 3 promoters going to work with me because I'm going to, I'll be at the Classic. Oh, Carla, can I stay at your house? Because I'll be at one of the Classics.
Yeah,
okay,
what
I'm gonna be talking about?
You
know what I'm talking about?
Okay, listen. Okay, you touched on Manafort.
Yeah. Oh okay. Lord, they got
Giuliani. Come on now. The president's attorney. What's happening?
Listen to me.
He get on my
Giuliani. Yeah. Tommy. Trump need to fire Giuliani. Giuliani.
Yesterday.
He the one that's going to get him caught because they said collusion is not a crime. Well, it's an antitrust crime.
Right.
And it leads to conspiracy when y'all conspired with the Russians for you to get elected for the meeting you don't know nothing about. And what a name, Cohen?
Michael Cohen.
Said Cohen. He over there snitching like it's an episode of Law and Order. It's over. They got him.
In there snitching.
Listen to me. All they need is Bill Duke
to make the movie.
You know you done messed up.
Bill Duke know how to interview somebody, get him to tell what's really going on.
She said you had the meeting at 11:15.
There you go.
And now you're saying the meeting went until 11:30.
There you go.
You know you done messed up.
There There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
But Cheryl, what is going on with the Republicans, though? Seriously.
I can't lead a party because it's such a good story right now. You want to witness the collapse of an institution. Republicans done caved so hard. The Russians just need to leave some money on the dresser because they going all up in the Republicans.
They in there.
The Democrats is like, how we can't capitalize on
this? Exactly.
What the hell's going on?
Vote, vote, vote.
And you know what? Next, when Steve come, we got to talk about what we need to vote. I got the states. I got the statistics.
Okay.
We need to get everybody registered, and we're going to do this as the biggest Black Radio Solidarity Day push to drive souls to the polls because we got less than 90 days to take over the House and the Senate. And then we'll take over the White House.
And we can do it.
We can do it. We can flip it. We can flip it.
When President Obama was president, they flipped it. What did they? They changed like 1,000 seats or
something.
That's
right. And we can do it, too.
We can do it.
We can do it.
Flip it.
That's right. We're going to flip it. Oh, no. That's right. That's right.
Smack it up, flip it, rub it down.
Trump is poison. Listen to me. Okay, wait. We got to talk about this. The Kiki. We got to talk about the Kiki challenge. What's Kiki?
Shiggy. Uh-huh.
Is that what it is? Uh-huh. Okay, somebody called me and said Kiki challenge. I don't know nothing about it. All Kiki I know challenge. Is I was dating a dude, and I was talking to another dude. He said, why you all Kiki keying in that dude's face? That's old school right there. That pimping. That's is I want to be safe. Oh, well, speaking of say, you know, I might be in. I got the hookup too, but I'm mad at Eddie Murphy. I'm mad at Eddie Murphy right now because I'm not in the Dolemite movie. Either way, I should be in the Dolemite.
Do it real, Cheryl. Do it real.
Man, I should be Rudy Ray Moore, Dolemite, Human Tornado. Listen to me. A Petey Wheatstraw, the devil's son-in-law. That's me. That's all they. That's at least a BET award. That's at least an NAACP nomination. I can do it. Wait a minute. They got people jumping out the car doing the Kiki challenge or whatever the little song is with Drake and everything. Last time I jumped out of the car, me and J. Anthony Brown was recreating an episode of Jake and the Fat Man. You don't know which one of us was
all
the
right,
fat
Cheryl,
man.
You know we got to get out of here, girl. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, girl. Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla is going to spill the tea inside Carla's reality update right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. It is time for Carla's reality update. Come on, nephew.
Let's give her a big introduction. Let's get it. It is time for Carla's reality update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Thank you, Shirley. That was very good. That was very good.
I try.
First of all, let me do a shout out and congratulations to Real Housewives of Potomac star Monique Samuels. Congratulations, Monique. She launched her iHeartMedia podcast, Not for Lazy Moms. Yeah. So we're going to give her some love. Now, Monique's podcast, which is co-hosted by her husband and former professional football player Chris Samuels, Monique and her man, you know, they cover topics such as being your own health advocate, parenting, maintaining your sex life, having children after with your sex life, all of that, not wanting to be in the mood. You know how it goes. Mm. So her and her husband are trying to get you back, get your romance going on in the bedroom. What you say, Tommy?
Call my house.
How stupid are you right
now? He plays too much. Lord have mercy. If we can get that boy out that room. Jesus.
Oh, your son?
Ooh, he think he live there in that room. He thinks so. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so check out Monique Samuels, her podcast, by searching for Not for Lazy Moms on iHeartRadio or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast. So shout out to Monique
Good
Samuels.
Good for her. Good for
Yeah, she's doing it big. And speaking of Monique Samuels, cha-cha-cha, let's talk about the most recent episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Okay, I love Giselle, but she is so wrong. She is just so wrong on so many levels, Shirley.
She is so messy,
but I love her.
Yeah, I love her mess,
Yes, she is tripping about Karen, trying to figure out what's up with Karen, her marriage, the tax problems, her house. Ashley, she's all up in Karen's business as well. They're trying to figure out if Karen really lives in this 10,000-square-foot house in Great Falls. I don't know why they're so obsessed about this. But anyway,
Robin, she just wants Karen to be honest about her financial issues because she's been there with her husband, Juan. And so she's saying, come on, Karen, you ain't got to hide it all. Tell us what's going on.
You ain't got it, right. Mm-hmm.
Right. Or it could be Robin just rolling with Giselle because that's her girl. Yeah. She could just be nosy like that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, while Ashley is all up in Karen's business, she needs to worry about why her husband doesn't want to have a baby with her.
He does not want kids with her.
No. Mm-mm. And he told her, I mean, her husband, Michael, he told her because he told his wife that he didn't want to have a baby with her because she's going to be irresponsible like Ashley, like her mother. How did you say that to your wife?
Oh.
That was horrible.
He said it out loud?
Yeah, that was
He said it to her.
He said it to her face.
He said that?
Yeah, at dinner.
Yes, it was awful.
Even I wouldn't have said that one. You know?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Much stupid stuff as I say, I would never say that.
I wouldn't have said that one.
Yeah, and you stupid, Tommy. You know that.
I'm stupid and smart, though, Junior. I'm still a genius, but keep going. Go ahead.
Yeah, are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? All right. So anyway, he's mean. Boy, I don't like Michael. Boy, bye. Bye. Yeah. He's whack anyway.
Man. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, back to nosy Giselle, Robin, and Ashley. They dress up in costumes, and they, Robin had on this pizza delivery costume, and they went to deliver this pizza to Karen's house to really see if she lives in that 10,000 square foot mansion. So of course, the episode ended right there, so we don't know. So we'll see next week. And again, shout out to Monique and her husband because they seem to be working things out. She came home from France and she jumped right into taking care of her family and her man.
Rubbing his feet, though. Didn't she rub his feet?
Yeah, she was rubbing his feet. She said she used to rub her man's feet when he played football. So she's taking care
of. Do y'all rub y'all man's feet, Carla and Sharon? No.
Man.
So y'all got to do better. Y'all do.
Whatever.
Y'all need to get a foot in y'all hand when y'all get home today. You hear me? Get a foot in your hand. I mean that.
But I can relate to Monique because it's hard. But Tommy, it's really, really hard being a mom, having a career.
A working mom and all that, right?
Yeah, trying to support your man's career. Shirley, we can relate to that. Her man's the boss.
Now, you better get your feet out my face. That's what you need.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what you're going to get when you get home.
Yep. Yep. So hit me up at Lips by Carla. Tell me how you do it. Ladies, how do you balance work, life, family, your career? I mean, I was at my daughter's dance practice last night writing this segment. So hit me up at Lips by Carla and tell me how you do it. Moving on, we got to get to it. Love and Hip Hop Hollywood.
Woo! Hollywood.
Woo! Talk about
Let me say
messy.
This. It's a mess going on this show. Child, Ray J and his wife, Princess, you know, on the show, she's pregnant. She's expecting, and they are going through some drama. Now, Princess is simply fed up with her mother-in-law, Sonya Norwood, and her sister-in-law, Brandy.
But do you know what? I've been around them, and that is Miss Norwood all the way. She ain't acting at all.
This is real, Jay.
Oh, yeah. And I know Sonya Norwood.
Can I just say this, Carla, though?
What?
We love Ray J. Go ahead.
Yes.
I know I love Ray J.
Ray J is one of the nicest people
here. He really is.
We love Ray J.
Ray J,
he's going to catch a drink, man.
But listen to this. So now Ray J hasn't been home for 6 days. And so then he decides to pop up at their baby gender reveal party, and he's there, and he tells his wife, Princess, to publicly apologize to his family for venting and putting out their business on social media. So Princess was like, I'm not doing that. I'm not publicly apologizing to your family. Right. So Brandy was trying to be cool about it. She was saying, but Princess was saying she wasn't really feeling her sister-in-law, Brandy, and she felt like, you know, Brandy will send her mean text messages, and then you try to be cool with me. So she's not feeling none of that, what's going on with the Norwoods right now. So they got some repairing.
And
to
Ray J is
a
man in the middle. He just, you know, when you see him,
he's just looking back and forth.
He's just in the middle, man.
Stop.
I like Brandy too. Brandy don't hurt nobody, man.
Yeah. Oh, I love Brandy. So they got to get it together. And Ray J's got to stop falling back into his old ways, and then you know he has to do right himself.
Yeah.
So moving on, A1, he is a cast member on the show. Woo! He's married to Lyrica. She's a songwriter. Yeah. And there were rumors about Lyrica that she cheated with Safari. Now, y'all know Safari from Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, and he's on Love and Hip Hop in New York. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Safari and A1 are supposed to be boys. That's
like some steak sauce in a doggone jungle.
Yeah,
but go ahead.
Yeah. So there's some rumors out, and K. Michelle told A1 that there was a rumor that his wife, Lyrica, slept with Safari.
Oh.
So it got really, really ugly. It got really, really ugly about this. A1 confronted his wife about the rumors. She went off. She got upset. One of his boys told him that his girl told him the same rumor.
Marcus.
The same rumor. So we talked about this. Do you tell your friend about if their mate is cheating? We talked about this the other day. We took phone calls
about
it.
Don't you think she protested too much, though, Lyrica?
Yeah, she definitely went over the top.
She threw the drinks, and it's like, why are you doing all that if you didn't do anything?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. We got
so hit me up at Lips by Carla. Talk about it. Tell me what you think. If Lyrica, Safari has something going on, that is Reality Update, Shirley.
All right. We'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, what a day it was yesterday for everyone, actually. We learned a lot of things. President Trump met with some pastors from around the country. Pastor John Gray from Houston, and Daryl Scott out of Cleveland. They talked about prison reform. They talked about workforce development. They talked about partnering with faith-based communities. Low unemployment rate for African Americans. Who said that? You know, President Trump said that.
He talked to some black people that long.
He has to tout his record. But Pastor Daryl Scott, he said that President Trump is the most pro-black president that we've ever seen.
I'll be damned.
Yeah.
He's damned.
He blacker than the black one that just left.
Yeah. Pro-black. For sure. Yeah.
He blacker than Obama.
Well, hey, y'all better get ready for Sunday then. Here come your sermons.
It's going to be a whole different sermon this Sunday.
Come Sunday. They finna sell it to us.
Come to Sunday. Uh-huh. What we're speaking about this Sunday is how good to have a real black white president in the White House. That's what
come on, Pat. Come on.
Because it's been so long since we had a real black white president in the White House. And I just want everybody to know now that he's in there, some things gonna change. No longer do we have to worry about. You know, a lot of times we were worried about paying our outstanding tickets. Like you had outstanding parking violations. You ain't got to worry about that no more. You ain't got to worry about that no more. And I'm not going to preach all myself. Uh-huh. I'm going to tag team preach to the other preacher. Go ahead on, Pastor. Let them know what we're talking about. Now that we got a black-white president in the White House.
Right here at Mount Ebenezer, sitting on the hill around the rock, Missionary Baptist Church.
Come on, man.
I want all my members to know that I've been to the White House. Good God Almighty. They got Negroes working all in the White House. They in the kitchen working. Oh, Lord. They down in the basement working. Oh, Lord. That means he's got equal black opportunities. Let me tell you what he going to do. We're going to be able to get pulled over.
Yeah.
In our cars.
Yeah.
And not be worried about the popos. He got the popos on lock. He taking black people to Russia. I'm sorry.
Speak on it.
Let me pass it on to Pastor number
pass
three.
Pass it on to Pastor. Go ahead on, Pastor.
This is such a great day. It's finally here.
Amen.
Now we can move in our neighborhood. Yeah, we can move in the neighborhood, and our white neighbors will no longer look crazy at. Ah, we gonna be all right now. When I go get the paper, they gonna speak to me. Ah, we here now. Oh, we done made it. We done made it.
Yeah.
When I go get a car now, when I sit down, nobody's asking me why I'm at the dealership.
Yeah.
I can get the car I finally wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lord.
Lord. I ain't gonna take no more.
You ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to worry about it no more.
Best pro-black president is here.
President Trump said, it was my great honor to be joined by leading pastors and faith leaders from across the nation today. Okay? Mm-hmm. So he was very grateful.
Whatever.
New day is coming.
Yeah.
Come on
here. New day is coming.
We're coming back with Junior
New
and Sports Talk. Let the church say amen.
Amen. Amen.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, listen. Junior is here. Junior, always around this time we talk to you about sports.
Listen.
It's like you hold it all in for
all of the show,
and then you let it out. You explode right here.
It don't even be deep. It don't even be deep. These are shallow sports stories. They don't even be deep at all. I just want to let everybody know that
What's going on?
Football is back today.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
August 2nd. Tune in tonight at 8 Eastern. 7 Central to watch the Bears and the Ravens. I don't care who play. But it's going to be an NFL game on tonight. You ain't going to see no starters. It's going to be 5th string, 6th string.
That's all right, though.
That's all right, though. They got a football and a field and 2 goalposts. They just out there. Because no more watching cricket.
Boy, I ain't figured that out yet, man.
I ain't figured it out.
Don't know what that is. How you throw a ball? It's baseball, but it's not.
It bounced. The board flat.
They dress like they're going to a white party. What the hell is happening?
Like a Frank Beverly party. Yeah. Don't look like a
Frank Beverly concert.
What the hell start having Frank Beverly concerts out here? ain't no more bowling tournaments.
It wasn't bad, though, Junior. The bowling wasn't bad.
No, we're not watching that no more. Football is back.
Wow.
I'm not watching
life. What about, did you watch darts, Junior? Watch darts, man?
They actually sipping Gatorade, playing darts.
Gatorade.
You got to stay focused.
They hydrated.
So maybe you should start a summer league.
Summer league what?
A football.
No, you need to realize
it
back.
Is. It's called training camp. They in there.
they have training camp.
But you don't get to see it.
No, we don't get to see
on
all
TV.
Hey, Junior. What about the beanbag throwing?
Man, if I watch that sport, have you seen that, Tommy?
No, I didn't know it has become a league.
It's a league.
It's big.
Everybody got plaid flannel shirts on with no sleeves on. They sitting over there like they really, really out here in a game, like they really working. They not doing nothing but tossing. I did the same thing. Sure, you can go compete right now. It's just beanbag tossing.
Okay.
How deep is this?
Train or nothing, man.
No.
Yeah. Dude, they talking about putting in Olympics, Junior. They talk about it.
No.
They better not put that.
Really?
Tommy, he's already upset. Don't get him going.
No, they better not put that in Olympics.
Tonight, real football, though.
But
real
football, they going to be hitting tonight.
Wow. So what will you be doing tonight?
I got popcorn. I got wings. Yeah. All this is coming back. Everything you love to watch football with is coming back today. You know, I got beer. I got a keg I'm having delivered at 4 o'clock today. I'm going to be ready.
Junior. Junior, it's a little early. It's just the first preseason game.
I don't care.
Carl, matter of fact,
football is
you got
life.
A keg?
You got to just keg. Tailgate tonight. Let's just
I'm
tailgate.
Doing a whole keg tailgate outside my apartment.
But it's just him, though.
Yeah.
But you have a preseason.
Yeah, he hasn't invited anyone.
I got speakers out here. I got a DJ coming. Football is back.
Yes, sir.
Trash talking is back.
Yeah.
Some of our favorite players is going to be back this year. We get J.J. Watt back, Deshaun Watson coming back. The Texans is ready.
Wow.
And the Cowboys are always going to the Super Bowl. We know. We got it.
And then something happens.
Yeah.
Right. We already got it. Thank you, football.
All right, football.
Calm it down, Junior.
Let's get it.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we'll be back to close out the show. We have one more break. Close out the show. We'll be back at 49 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, listen, don't forget at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central, we're going to play our favorite game on this show, Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
The man is on a crescent.
Yes, he is. He's not a roll.
He beat Siobhan today.
Yeah, he did.
I don't care what nobody say.
What?
He knows a thing or two about a thing or two.
Enhancing drugs. We need to test this boy.
Shut up, Junior.
A loyal listener and nephew, Tommy, will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than nephew Tommy, you will then win a $100 cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize of $1 million of Steve Harvey's money.
$1 million.
I love that part. But listen, you can't play unless you register. And please go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register so you can play, so you can win. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy? Who isn't? Come on.
Come on, Cletus.
Say it.
Free
Come
money.
On.
It ain't but a short walk between here and there. Come on, Cletus. Come on.
Free money. We giving away free money.
You're going to walk over here, but you're going to limp back. Come on, Cletus.
All right, it's been a good day, but now it's time to get serious. Well, I shouldn't have said get serious, but now it's time for
not please, Shirley.
Now
please.
It's time for closing remarks.
We know how to close serious.
Let me just say
that.
I'm just gonna say
it's gonna be as serious as it's gonna get.
We was talking in our first service about sometimes the service and the message don't get right until you preach two services.
Uh-huh.
So in our first service, we was talking about how we met with Trump.
Yeah,
we sat and broke bread. We broke bread with him, looked into his eyes, and saw the goodness that he has for all us as people.
We look beyond the orange, and we saw who he really was.
We looked down in his soul and saw that he is good for us as a people.
Yeah.
And it didn't take us long. A couple seconds. We looked, and we knew. We lock eyes.
Eye contact.
And we knew what he was about.
Boy, He's on our side. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Now, you know what he told me? What
he said?
He says, Tommy, everyone is going to get 40 acres and a mule. You understand that?
Right there.
We finna get that. He's like, he kind of like Oprah. You get a mule, and you get a mule, and you get a mule. We all.
Everybody get a mule.
Everybody get a mule.
He's the Oprah of.
Of mule. I don't know how to feed a mule, but we gonna have a mule.
I ain't no way you're going to keep a mule, but you're going to have one, so shut up about it.
It's your mule.
Right in that driveway.
Take
right
your mule and let it multiply. All right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hold my mule.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Got
go
meat,
ahead,
green on. Tomatoes, tomatoes, ham, yam. We made it! Go ahead, Bishop Junior.
Yes, I was sitting with Trump, and I'm so glad that now that he's here, and he's going to be the best progressive president for black people. So now we no longer have to get asked in first class, what are you doing?
No more of that.
Why are you up here?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Funny look.
No. What kind of job you have?
Yeah.
We no longer have to worry, but he's assured us that question will no longer be asked.
Come on now.
And you know what else gonna happen? When you're on the elevator, nobody gonna ask you to push the button.
We no longer got to press the button.
They ain't gonna never be asked that no more.
Okay.
Could you push seven? Could you push four? Now that he in there, all that gonna change.
Yes.
Go ahead,
we will
go
now,
ahead.
now be able.
Now, so you could say
that was four. Now it's always four.
Now it's always four.
We will be able to now have our church in the U.S. visit churches in Russia. Want to do it?
We gone.
And we're going to go over there and find the black Russian. That's what we're going
to do. Got to be one.
We've heard about the black Russian, but we haven't seen the black Russian.
This is a great day.
This is a great day.
Go ahead on, Pastor.
It's a great day.
Yes, it is.
It's a great day now. Now, all of a sudden, now when we go to the restaurant now, we will no longer be seated by the bathroom. This is over.
Yeah. Come on now.
We're going to get a table in the middle now.
Yes.
Oh, we got to argue. Why am I back here by the bathroom? Everybody passing me. I done seen everybody in this restaurant. Everybody going in and out, the men, women. I seen everybody.
Yes.
That's over now.
now that we've met with him. And
now that we've met
his
with
eyes,
him. Well,
he gonna,
well.
He's going to change some things.
Well.
You know what else going to change?
Huh? What? Come
it's
on,
gonna
pal.
Be it's gonna be more black shows on TV.
Come on, here we right come.
Yeah. Yeah, they coming. And so just get ready for them.
Get
yeah.
ready.
Get ready. Go ahead.
So you saying instead of Roseanne, it's gonna uh-huh. be Roxanne.
That's what Roxanne.
Roxanne's coming.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh.
Got more TV shows.
More black shows. Yeah.
He's for black folks now.
He's mm-hmm. for black folks. We love him.
We're good.
Wow. Seen into right. his heart.
instead of Modern Family.
Yeah. Instead of, so you gonna say
it's folk. Always folk.
Super black family. We gonna mix that thing up.
He has taught us how to level up, 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 level up. That's what we like, don't do.
Yeah. I think that me and Trump. I think that me and Trump now are booed up.
Uh-huh. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's time to get out of here. Thank you. We love you. Bye bye. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.